Hello again, 欢迎你又回到酒馆。今天节目开始之前，几个小通知。首先，酒馆又要做直播了。今天也就是4月13日晚上8点，就在喜马拉雅，我和安澜带大家一起继续云旅行，聊聊舌尖上的世界和我们私房的美食故事。别忘记锁定时间，我们不见不散。同时，我和安澜的酒馆新一期进阶交流口语课程正式开放报名了。快来加入我们干货满满、互动多多的课程，让你敢开口、会开口，做主动的终身学习者。另外，我们也会在本周五，也就是4月17日晚上8点整，在 CC Talk 平台举行前一期进阶课程的毕业典礼和结业展示。活动免费对所有人开放，不管你想参加活动、咨询新一期课程，还是想加入酒馆社群，都别忘了联系小助手。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG2， LULU 就是露露。XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母最后一个数字2 LULUXJG2 Now, on with the show Hello again and welcome back to Across the Pond 英美大不同 Hello, Alan
Hello
Hello, James
Hello
Last time in this segment, we talked to Alan and James about how British and American people would react in some real-life situations Today, let's carry on that discussionand look at some more scenarios. Okay, moving on to the next question. So we were talking about mostly acquaintance or friends or all of those, people you know. Now let's move on to strangers. First situation, in the strangers category, you're walking on the street and someone bumps into you violently. What would you do, James?
You watch where you're walking.
Oh, you would get angry and just shout at them?
Yeah, especially because it's the violent nature of the bumping in. It's not like an accidental bump or anything like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of Americans would say, hey, watch where you're watching. Or you watch where you're... Bleh. You watch where you're walking.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
I guess unless you notice this person is significantly larger than you, then probably keep your mouth shut. Yep.
So they're not actually trying to be mean. It's just...They want you to pay attention, so they just get really serious.
And British people?
So we would say, excuse me, but in a really angry tone of voice.
So it's passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it would be very, very passive-aggressive. We wouldn't actually say, watch where you're walking or shout at them. Unless you're a bit taller or a bit bigger and you're prepared for someone to have a fight with you. But in most cases, we would just say, excuse me.
I think excuse me is usually used as a weapon in British English.
It's used for everything. It's all in the voice. It's all in the pronunciation.
Do you have to scoff first?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. If you hear British people say excuse me, it doesn't always mean that they're being polite. Perhaps it's because they're angry. Moving on. You've just walked through a doorway. Imagine there is a door that you can pull open, but if you don't pull...at it, then the door will shut itself. And you just walk through a doorway, but the stranger following is not quite there yet, but they're getting to the doorway. Would you hold the door for them? What would you do? Let's start with Alan this time.
I would say in this type of situation, I would just keep holding the door for them. It's going to be a little bit embarrassing. Normally what would happen is if the person knows that you're holding the door open for them,they will start to walk a bit quicker and they'll start to rush through and then kind of keep saying thank you a lot.
What if there are lots of people? Let's say there are 10 people. They're all walking behind. Would you keep holding the door for 10 people or would you just do for the first two?
No, what would normally happen in that situation is you hold a door open for the first person, then that person will open a door for the second person and then so on and so forth.
It's like a relay.
Kind of, yeah.
All right. What about in America?What would Americans do?
It's actually more or less the same in this situation. A lot of Americans would hold the door, and the person walking behind would notice it and probably would speed up. And same with the group of people. It's kind of like a relay. In this sense, it's quite similar.
But if someone holds, if a stranger holds the door for you and you speed up, would you generally say thank you to them?
Yes.
All right. And now moving on to an age-old topic.Queuing, lining up. I know you love this topic, Alan.
Yep.
As a Brit. You're in a long queue at the supermarket, and you notice a cashier right next to your till. He or she is logging on So a new till will be open. What would you do? Starting with James, what would Americans do?
They'll be off to the races.
Just fight other people to the new till. Yep.
Yeah, they'll try to get into the new line to get through faster.
Can I actually, about supermarket queuing, there's something that I always wanted to ask. Is it very common in America for people to switch queues in the supermarket?
So you mean go to another line?
Yeah, as in you can see, for example, A, B, C, D, four tills. And then sometimes you see A is perhaps, it looks longer, but it's faster. You originally in another queue, and then you can see A is moving faster, and then you switch to A, and then you see C is moving faster, you switch back to C. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it's fairly common. They wouldn't keep switching. But yeah, people will tend to try to get into the faster moving lines or the shorter lines. This is especially true on weekends when the supermarkets are the busiest.
Because in some cultures, it seems that when I do that and people give me a strange look, even if I'm not jumping the queue, but it just seems like in some cultures, they're less tolerant of that behavior. Okay, let's ask Anlan, what would British people do?
A British person in that type of situation would be expected and probably would most often tell the person in front of them that that queue is opening up.
Oh, how nice. Instead of racing him to the new till.
No. In that type of situation, I think we would just let the person in front of us know. If you just go straight to that queue yourself, that can be seen as quite rude.
So you tap them on the shoulder and say, that till is open.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the last question of the day is also about queuing. Now, we know that British people, they think queuing is like one of their national sports. So when another person decides to queue at the side of you rather than behind you, what would you do? Let's start with James. Being American, if someone stands next to you when they're supposed to stand behind you, they're still queuing. Would you tell them?
Yep, they say line's back there.
Oh, sort of direct. Let's get behind
me. They will say, get in line, line's back there, line starts back there.
Would you actually say this to people who are trying to jump the queue as well?
Absolutely.
How common is it for people to say that, for just strangers to pick out the queue jumpers and say, line's back there?
Oh, that's everyone would do it, because everyone in line will be like, hey, line's back there, get in line. They would yell.
Ah, okay. All right. So it's difficult to jump the queue in America. What about in Britain? What would you do? Someone stands next to you rather than behind you when they're queuing.
Okay. In this type of situation, what we'd probably do is we would shuffle a little bit to make sure that we're always just a little bit ahead of that person.
So shuffle as in moving slightly forward.
Yeah.
What if they move with you?
Yeah, then you just keep shuffling until you can't. The thing is, this always reminds me, it's like most times when I go on a plane or if I'm waiting to board a flight, this generally happens. There's always people going, trying to, because there's never ever a real queue when you're waiting to go on a plane. So there's always people who are queuing either side or trying to queue on another direction. And in that type of situation, I would normally shuffle forward. And if I really, really want to be assertive, I would use my bag to stop them going any further.
Okay, but you can do all of that, physically passive-aggressive or just aggressive. You will not tell them in words? Why wouldn't you do that?
We just wouldn't really. It's all little subtle messages that you give to that person. So as long as you're in front and that is your place, then that's it. That's the most important thing.
Is it a bit like that this is sort of the hidden rules that everyone should obey? I shouldn't be the one teaching you this.
Yeah.
All right. I think on that note, we're going to sum up. Obviously, most of these situations, I think there are quite a few differences. How do you feel about hearing from each other that you will be dealing with this quite differently? James, how do you feel?
About in general, about all these? A lot of these, if the British people did these in America, it would lead down to a breakdown in communication.
Okay. And what about Anlan?
I would say that from a British perspective, kind of Americans seem very, very direct. It's actually a little bit refreshing, to be honest. You know, sometimes I kind of want to say to people who try and jump the queue, oi, don't do that.
You do get British people say that.
Yeah, you do.
Just not on average.
No. I don't know. It's a little bit refreshing that you are able to do that.
All right. And on that note, we're going to wrap up today. And hopefully we will be able to do another episode of Across the Pond very soon, where we will discuss some other situations and see how Americans and British people respond to these situations differently. Thank you again for coming to the show. Thank you, James. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.